This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University's campuses are back in session. Carbondale had a bit of a break with the eclipse last week, but we thought we'd talk about what's happening on campus across the system with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. What's happening is that school's starting.
Which is a good thing.
We were ready.
Sure. We wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about the effects that last week's solar eclipse had, particularly on the Carbondale campus. There were no classes, although the university was open for business. Was this a major boost for the university? Were there headaches? How would you classify it?
Yes, all of the above. Actually, you know, I think it was just a wonderful opportunity that existed for SIU Carbondale to really show off the campus, to literally show to the world all of the assets and benefits that we have, not just at the university, but in Southern Illinois as a whole. And while it was a tremendous amount of work for many, many people on this campus, I think it should be seen as an investment that I think we'll have a benefit from, a payoff from, for many, many years to come. When you consider, for instance, the NASA broadcast that took place from the campus, the so-called Dame Game Day NASA Edge broadcast on the NASA channel. You think about the fact that literally CBS Evening News was broadcast from the campus. Things of that nature are powerful. They bring a notoriety and a prominence to this place that we couldn't buy in marketing dollars over 25 years' time. I do think now the challenge is on us to figure out how we capitalize upon that, what the campus can do to extend that visibility and build upon that for purposes of, for instance, increasing enrollment and that type of thing, and then see where we go. But it was a great chance, a great opportunity put in front of us. I think the university, as well as the city, responded tremendously well. As you know, Jennifer, we got through the day with literally no crises, no public emergencies, big safety security problems, anything of that nature, short of a very large cloud that came over Suluki Stadium about the time of totality. But other than some heat illness that we were able to treat the university here within some cooling rooms we had and that type of thing, to have the number of people we had with no significant events taking place, I think is a testimony to the hard work of many involved in putting this together, not the least of whom is Bob Baer, as you know, physics department member at SIU Carbondale, who really was the lead point of contact. We're going to say about 40 or so principals who worked with the university, the city, and I don't mean school principals, I mean principals in the sense that they were responsible for some aspect of the eclipse, whether it's safety and security, medical care, science and education, whatever the case may be. Those individuals taking responsibility for those areas did tremendous jobs, and again, was just a great weekend for all.
Sure. Now you turn your attention to the academic year as classes have begun on all the campuses. Your expectations, now I hear from other higher education institutions that their enrollments are down, and I hear the same things for SIU.
Yeah, I, of course, will not disclose numbers to you at this point because we're early. We typically in Illinois do a 10-day census count as the official number, and we've got to get through another week of school for that. But you will see both campuses down, it appears, at this point. Edwardsville, less or so. The numbers I saw there last week would probably indicate they may be in the 2-3% range. I think you're going to see it somewhat larger than that at SIU Carbondale. But there's also a phenomenon at Carbondale where we get somewhat more later registrations, given the fact that you have a larger number of graduate students who sometimes will register later in the game. A lot of off-campus enrollments because of the military bases and other programs such as that. It's really hard to say until we get to the end of that late registration period what things are going to look like. But we're going to suffer the same problem as most of the other publics this year, hopefully not to the extent that we saw for the last couple of years in the midst of the budget crisis, but we'll see. I do think it's going to take all of the campuses in Illinois who have been hit by that probably another year to get the public confidence back, to get parents willing to invest in their students' education at a public university. And quite frankly, for the SIU campuses, Carbondale in particular, to really hone its recruitment marketing and move forward in, you know, building back from what we've gone through with the state budget and what that cost us in terms of, you know, just concern about where the public campuses are going, what they're going to be able to do.
Part of that, of course, coming with a new chancellor.
Absolutely. And this is a big charge in front of Dr. Montemagno, in that he's got to help put that plan together. But everyone's working it, and we move forward.
Dr. Dunn, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.